Our sponsor for this month is Lily K Designs. Through landscapes, rich colors, and soft lighting, she strives to capture in her paintings this feeling of joy, nostalgia, and an indescribable ache that we experience when we see something truly beautiful. When hope, joy, and attention to detail intersect within a painting, there, the beauty of our world can be rediscovered through the lens of an artist. From looming mountains to clear blue lakes to even a beloved well-used swing, she creates and captures this interpretation of nostalgia, whimsy, and joy combined within the subject that is presented. She dabbles in a bit of everything with her art. She uses a variety of mediums, and she also creates custom paintings. Something that I've found really interesting with her work is her custom paintings, primarily landscapes and places that have become special for her clients. Whether she's painting a special location that your family returns to and visit year after year, that you want to have that permanent memory of in a beautiful painting on your wall, or a beautiful wood that your children play in. Her clients leave with an artistic rendition of a place that means something very special to them. She creates custom pieces within a thick gallery-wrapped canvas so that it is ready to hang on the wall with no frame required. And the thicker gallery canvas provides a sturdy and durable quality to the painting. Each painting is sealed with varnish that will preserve the painting for years to come. She also does art lessons if you have a student that you would like to contact her about. You can find out more about her artwork by going to her website at lilykdesigns.com. That's lilykdesigns.com. Or by reaching out to her on Instagram at lilykdesigns.
Welcome to the Fruitful and Fearless podcast, where we're serving up gospel-fueled courage to the Christian woman to remain faithful in her calling.
Hello, and welcome to the Fruitful and Fearless podcast. I'm here with the whole crew live at Kate's house again. And we are going to do a quick episode about soup season because it is upon us. And I thought it would be fun to just share our favorite soup recipes. And I thought it might be helpful because we make a lot of soup in the fall and wintertime. So, sound good, everybody?
Yes.
Okay, this is going to like rapid fire soup recipe episode.
Okay.
So, the first one that my family really likes is called cheesy chowder. A lot of you have probably had it. And we make it on repeat. Everyone loves it, and it's very easy to make. This is actually a recipe that was referenced in the Wingfeather Saga books.
Oh, great.
So we really love Wingfeather Saga, and they talk about eating cheesy chowder and honey muffins, and it's like Janner's favorite meal. And it was so cute because in the Wingfeather Saga's Instagram, they posted cheesy chowder recipe, you know, like Janner's mom's cheesy chowder recipe or something. So I was like, oh my gosh, that would be so fun to make that. So I made it. It's been a couple years ago now, and we all loved it. And it's super easy to make. It's essentially potato soup with ham cubes and carrots. And then at the end, you make like a cheesy roux to put in it, and it makes it all thick and yummy.
Good.
Another one that I make a lot is called chicken tortilla soup, and that is from Half Bake Harvest Super Simple Recipes book. I really like this one because it's an Instapot recipe that you just like pour all the things in. So it's a great one for Sundays before church. It's like rice, chicken, a couple cans of red enchilada sauce, and a container of salsa verde. And you just put it all in the Instapot, cook it, and shred the chicken, and it's done. And it's really, really good. I think because the rice is in it, too, it's like a great textured soup, and you eat it with tortilla chips, sour cream, cheese. It's really, really good. Avocado. Another couple that we make are chicken gnocchi soup and Zuppa Toscana, the Olive Garden dupes. Those are both really, really good. My chicken noodle soup. This recipe is in the Fruitful and Fearless cookbook also. Bree referenced that in another episode recently. But if you want to check out, that's on the Fruitful and Fearless website, but we really like my chicken noodle soup recipe. And then we make chili and white chicken chili a lot. That's just like a basic staple. I don't really have a recipe for either of those. I feel like, does chili even have a recipe? I mean, I'm sure it does, but
yeah, because there's all different kinds of chili.
Yeah,
out
that's
there.
True. I feel like so many different things constitute chili. Like,
right. I think there's so many recipes because moms took one recipe a long time ago and they were like, we're going to just chuck stuff in.
Yeah.
It's kinda great.
Beans and meat.
And it always tastes good.
That's one of the main ones I have. I actually didn't write a ton down for this because I don't follow soup recipes. I usually am just like, oh, we're going to have soup, so I'm going to make it. And so one of the things that we have a lot is called hodgepodge soup, where it's just whatever I have in the fridge. We've got some extra corn in the freezer. We've got some extra beans. We've got some extra of this or that. Or we have like that third of a box of noodles that I can't make a pasta dish with, you know. We'll toss that in. And my sister Megan came over and made us this delicious soup. And I called her. I said, what did you do? And she goes, I literally took all of the odds and ends from tacos or whatever else we had had that week and tossed them in a pot. But she added, I hope I'm saying it right, it's a certain flavoring of bouillon. Am I saying that right?
Bouillon.
And it was a spicy chipotle, I think, flavor. And it was so good. It added just like a little bit of a kick, but it wasn't too much. It was really, really good. So I liked that added in there. We make potato soup all the time. My favorite one is Pioneer Woman has a potato soup. There's a lot of bacon in it, and I don't know how good it is for you, but it is really good.
Our sponsor for this month is Indigo Sundries. Indigo Sundries Soap Company is a Christian, family-owned, and operated small business that has been making soap for over 20 years. All of their products are free from seed oils, parabens, phthalates, petroleums, preservatives, and sulfates. They offer a large variety of scented soaps using premium fragrances, and also a selection of essential oil-only soaps for people with more crunchy convictions, as well as several non-scented soap options such as four different clay soaps, calendula, and talobar. All made with their proprietary recipe, the result is long-lasting cleansing and moisturizing bars of soap that will leave your skin feeling great. Plus, they offer liquid soaps, room sprays, and beard products as well. I personally got a bar of their soap this summer at a conference and absolutely fell in love with them. I hope you try them out. You can use a coupon code FRUITFUL10 to receive 10% off your order.
So we like that one a lot. And my sister-in-law Shania makes a fantastic lasagna soup. I'll have to get her recipe for it, but it is really, really good. And then I asked Jack today as I was getting ready for this. He's like, buddy, what's your favorite soup that mommy makes? He goes, oh, tomato. Because you can dip stuff in it.
Easy.
So when you make grilled cheese and then you can dip it in there. But those are our favorites.
Yeah. I think if you make your own broth and you just have that in the freezer, you can make really good soup very, very easily. If you have a good quality bone broth that you've, made beforehand, super easy to just thaw that out and throw in a variety of things. It makes a flavorful, really good soup.
Yeah. And I like soup too, because a lot of times what I'll do is I'll just chop up, like you've said on another episode, you can freeze anything, but I will just chop up carrots, onions, celery. I'll keep frozen corn on hand, things like that, and just toss it in the freezer. And then if we ever have a day where everybody's sick or people are just super busy, I can just toss everything in a crock pot. And like you said, that base, if your base is really good, like a homemade broth, then you can make anything work.
So always keep your chicken carcass, your turkey carcass, your ham bone. Before I came up here, I was like, look at my eyes, Jared. Don't throw that ham bone away. I'm going to make beans with that. Don't throw it away. But all those things are just super flavorful and can make really great bases for super beans.
And you can just make that stock overnight. That's what I do. Like I just put it
in a crock pot. Instapot. Okay.
I do the Instapot, but it's the crock pot setting. And I just put it in overnight.
I've done it in the crock pot lots and lots of times. But when our wood burner is going in the wintertime, I like to do it in that because I had a really tall stock pot. So I'll put like my whole turkey carcass from Thanksgiving in that and just let it boil for days and just keep adding water and have all the veggies and stuff like that.
That's a great idea.
What are your soups?
The chicken gnocchi was the one. I had that on there. I love chicken gnocchi soup. And again, you can find that recipe anywhere. I'm really bad because I don't have recipes. I know what I like, or I pay attention. Do I need to speak louder? So anyway, I don't follow recipes. I basically just am like, oh, that looks good. Or I ate something and then I just make it. So chicken gnocchi's one. Don't have the recipe for which one I use, but there are gluten-free gnocchis that you can buy on Thrive or maybe at a store. I buy them off of Thrive Market. And then I've been putting coconut milk as substitute for dairy some. We get raw dairy, but dairy does bother me a little bit if I'm having too much of it. And so coconut milk was a really good substitute for like any dairy-based soup, I have found out. And I use that for the chicken gnocchi, and it's such a good soup. It's the family's favorite. Belle even loves it, my little Mendel. We do ham and beans a lot with my homemade cornbread. Chili, yes. Chili. Actually, I brought chili to a bonfire for a church, and Mason's grandpa looked at, there were different kinds of chilies. I brought a chili. My friend Megan brought a chili, and I think I always forget. Either hers is beanless or it's meatless.
Okay.
But anyway, my grandpa, or it's not my grandpa. He is my grandpa. It's my husband's grandpa. He's my grandpa, too. He goes and pulls out hers, and I said, there's other chili here. Like, not saying he had to eat my chili, but I'm like, just so you know, there's more options. And then I was like, and there's another soup back here. I can't remember. I think it was a white chicken chili. And he goes, that one's chili? I said, yeah, that's the one I brought. He goes, oh, that's soup. That looks like soup.
That's soup. It wasn't thick enough to be chili.
Yeah, I put too much broth in that one, I guess.
Well, so, I've had
people are picky.
Well, it's harder whenever you're making chili from dried beans.
Yes, yes.
Versus I bought 5 cans of chili beans from the store. And it's, I'm not saying that's awful to do. Sometimes I do that. Yep. But more often I make it from just dried beans. And it's hard to get that really thick chili consistency with dried beans.
See, I don't buy chili beans, but I do buy like canned kidney beans, canned black beans. And I can't remember what other ones. And I just put them all together a lot of times. Veggie soup's a big one. I do that a lot. I actually made that before we came here today because I just get like organic frozen veggies. And then I'll get like a can of veggies, and I mix the frozen and can just with ground beef. And the secret is cumin. You want to put cumin in it. Yeah, for sure. Lots of that. And then this soup is really easy, and I can just tell you the recipe right now. So it was one that I wanted to share. Someone brought it to us when I had one of my babies, and it was ground turkey in a chicken broth. So like if you make your own bone broth, you would just put as much chicken broth as you want. It's definitely soupy. It's not thick. With ground turkey in it, garlic and onion, like onion finely chopped, and then spinach. And I think that's it. Oh, wait, no. I'm leaving out the northern beans. So then we put northern beans in it too. And it's a really good soup. And I think I only season that with onion powder, garlic, salt, and pepper. Mm. It's super simple, but I promise it's really good. And it's easy. And it goes best with like a sourdough bread or like a cranberry sourdough bread would be even better. And then berries. That's what she brought us. She brought us like a berry sourdough and berries. And me and my husband loved that meal. And so I make that a lot too.
That's cool.
So our go-to that hasn't been mentioned.
Cheeseburger soup.
Kate's cheeseburger soup.
See, that constipates me.
Again,
I need coconut milk.
So much cheese.
And I got a lot of fiber.
We love the cheeseburger soup. And I actually, it's so funny that we're talking about soups. I had a friend just text me like 45 minutes ago asking for the recipe for that soup.
It was good.
But it is so, it's my favorite. Cheese is not my friend, but I just suffer for the cheeseburger
soup. It's a good soup to use ground beef in too. Yes. It's like potato soup, but it has ground beef and carrots in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We love potato soups and stews. I love a stew. Like a roast.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
So good.
I love roast.
Oh. And this is kind of random, but you were talking about beans. I feel like we've talked about beans a lot. And I just wanted to say, if you're short on protein for a meal, just chuck some beans in there. And most of the time, like Audrey and Ben... Well, Ben notices, like he can tell there's beans in it, but because he has eyes, you know. But Audrey doesn't.
Audrey doesn't have eyes.
No. She doesn't pay as much attention.
Her eyes aren't matured.
Yeah. She doesn't have as many preferences against beans or whatever. And Ben the other day said, hey, I've noticed you've been putting beans in a lot of things, and it's really, it like elevates the dish a little bit. And he said, it's, I really like the beans in this. He texted me from his home office up here downstairs, and he said, I really loved lunch. The beans were a great addition to that dish.
So sweet.
And it was only, I only put beans in them because we were short on hamburger. Yeah. And I was like, I'll just throw a few cans of, it was like beans in there. It was this turkey sweet potato dish.
Okay.
Like a casserole kind of thing.
Beans in it.
And I just threw beans in it because we were short on the turkey. It called for like 2 pounds and I had like a pound and a quarter. So I just threw beans in there. So anyway,
see, y'all look at recipes way more than I do.
Just, well, it was the first time I had made it too. So
I'm like, I get as much meat as what I have.
We are a big meat family. If we do not have enough protein, it is a big ordeal.
Well, because
not for Audrey, she could just eat carbs all day long. But Ben and I just, if we don't get protein, it's just not great.
Well, Jared's been trying to eat a certain amount of protein since he's working out and, you know, he's got these goals for the day. And if you're not just like drinking an Ensure or something, it's actually hard to get a high number of protein a day. So I'm always thinking about like, okay, put some cottage cheese in this or add some more eggs.
That was something I didn't think about as much until I had Audrey. Because I didn't deplete my body of minerals at any point. And, you know, and then when you're pregnant and when you're nursing, your body just does take a hit because it's giving everything it can to your baby. So I've realized the importance of protein, constant protein throughout the day in postpartum.
Yeah. So hungry.
Yeah.
Just as a lady in general, Bree and I were talking about this earlier, but I've been looking into like regulating hormones and things like that. And one of the big things is making sure you have enough protein.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's eating at consistent intervals and making sure you have enough protein. Yes.
And healthy fat.
And healthy fat. Yes. And that for me has been recently just trying to figure all of that out. It's like, oh, my goodness, I didn't realize how little protein I was eating in a day because you're just busy.
Right.
You know, and you lose track of it. And I was really good about it when I was teaching because I had very scheduled snack times and meal times and all of that. And now it's just, I lose track of time. Like, oh my goodness, it's 3 o'clock and I haven't had lunch or I haven't had this because, you know, it's like popcorn needs. Yeah. Every time you turn around, there's something else popping. But it's important. And if you don't get enough protein, nobody's happy.
I feel like once you start paying attention to protein, you realize how good you feel when your blood sugar levels are constant and not fluctuating. Mm-hmm. And that affects your hormones, too.
Yes.
So not to derail this whole podcast, but throw, especially this holiday season when there's all the good carbs, make sure you're getting your protein.
Boiled eggs.
I'm just thinking back
when I, you know, I did like a crazy, I wouldn't even like calling it a diet because it wasn't a diet. It was like a gut reset. I had to do it and lots of boiled eggs.
Yeah. We eat a lot of boiled eggs. When my sister makes tacos, I took this tip from Megan too. She's just wise and wonderful. But when she makes tacos, she adds in a can of black beans or two. And they have 7 children. And she's like, that's just an easy way to add in protein, but it's a good quality protein, but you're also not like it's budget friendly too.
Right.
You know, you're not doing 5 pounds of beef, which is about what it would take for her little army. And so she's like, I'll just add in some black beans and it cuts it. And then, you know, and I thought, oh, that's really smart. And it does. It eliminates it.
Yeah.
It does. Like, it makes it feel fancy. Black beans in a taco meat.
Yeah.
It just goes well.
It just goes well.
Yeah. And soup is a great way to feed your family for multiple meals as well. I love that. Cook once and eat a few times off of it. Mm-hmm. A lot of times when we have soup, well, it's funny because my family, as everyone's getting older and hungrier, I'll make food and be like, oh, this will last us 2 days. And we eat it all in one meal.
Like, oh, no. What are we going to do?
That's a lot.
But it does freeze easy, too.
It does. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Family. Like, we eat off of it a couple days or I'll freeze it, but usually we just eat it all at once when I think we're going to be able to eat it for multiple meals.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, okay, so that's some soup recipes. Hope that it is helpful to you guys. And you should show us some of your favorite soup recipes. You should comment on your favorite soup recipes. Did I say something weird?
No. I was thinking of a story.
Okay, so I was thinking, now I feel like I have to explain why I'm
like, I was like, did I say something that was not
okay? Sorry, it just made me laugh because until I had a kid, I had a really bad, I couldn't do proportions in my head. So I was like, if we have a couple of friends coming over, I'm going to like quadruple this recipe. And remember when I love mashed potatoes. So we had Becky and Brandon over. We didn't really know them.
No.
Like, we knew each other, kind of. But the guys did not. And we knew they would get along really well. So we set up, like, a play date, kind of, for the guys. But we were there, you know? No, I was like, a double. Like,
kind of was.
It was. We were like, we got to get the guys together. So we're going to just double day at our house. I think we had just moved in. Jack was really little.
Yes.
He's probably like, what is like half or something?
Yeah, he was little.
Maybe. And I made this giant pot of spaghetti. And Becky, like a year ago, was, I didn't remember it. And you said, hey, do you remember when you made this giant pot of spaghetti for four people?
Maybe, and it was like,
maybe we did that weird thing and we never talked about it.
Yeah. And I did not remember, but I'm really bad with that cheeseburger soup recipe. I will times it by five because I can freeze it. No. But
purpose,
yeah,
okay. Well,
no, not spaghetti. I didn't freeze that, I threw like most of it out. Like, but the cheeseburger soup does freeze well for all the listeners. In case you just get a hankering to quadruple it, it does freeze.
I did that once with tomato soup for a small group. I had just gone through like an online course of feeding large groups of people because I was feeling the need to get better at it. Already, like, small groups coming. I'm going to make this with tomato soup. And I seriously made, like, a stock pot this tall full of tomato soup.
Yes.
And we filled everyone. Yeah, I honestly, it was great because I gave it away to a bunch of people who needed some food and froze it.
Yeah.
It ended up being great, but I did the same thing. I was, like, way over ambitious with my tomato soup one time.
Like, when we were downstairs and I said, do you think that's enough carrots? And you said, oh, yeah, we'll be fine. And in my brain was like, we need double. And we did not eat all those carrots downstairs.
Yeah, I remember walking in that night and I was like, are there other people coming? That is a lot of spaghetti.
But
we didn't know each other super well. Really? So I met.
Now you would just tease me about it. But
now I know you enough to
you
teach
you. You didn't say anything.
No, I didn't.
That's my favorite.
I was not going to be rude.
Like, because I thought, well,
now you'd be like, how many people are coming?
Goodness.
Well, and maybe people canceled. How terrible.
Yes.
Yeah, that would have been a foot and mouth moment for me. Right. If I came in, I was like, well, who else is coming? And I didn't know you very well. I met her.
Not well enough to make fun of her yet.
No, I met her a couple times. And then this was our first, like, hey, let's hang out in person. We'd been friends over Facebook for a while. And so this is our first, like, hey, we're actually going to hang out in the same room, spend time together. And I was like, I cannot. Nope, I'm not even going to ask questions.
If she wants a stock pot of spaghetti.
My very favorite part is that you saved it in your mind until you were close enough friends.
For years. Like, you were close enough friends.
Hey, guess what?
A while ago.
One time you ate way too much spaghetti.
Like a mile back.
I honestly, so we came over and we had that little like double date set up for husbands to be friends, right? And then we didn't hang out a whole time. Like we hung out here and there. And stuff. But then when you started coming to Christchurch, you came to our small group. We became even closer then. And so I didn't really know you super well enough for a while. And it's not like my brain just held on to it.
Right.
It's like I forgot we did that.
Point.
And then all of a sudden we came over for a small group or something. And I walk in.
And it came back to you.
Do you remember we came over for that one random night? And you this giant
so weird too because we weren't. We didn't
okay, I feel like we can wrap this up now. I feel like we can now wrap this up with blessings to you on your stock pots
and eat your protein.
Eat your protein and mix a little beans in. And making too much is never a mistake unless it's pasta.
Yep.
All right. Until next time.
Hey, everyone, we want to thank you so much for listening to the Fruitful and Fearless podcast and continuing to come back. You guys have certainly been an encouragement to us, and we hope we've been an encouragement to you as well. We want to continue this work, and we need your help to do that.
If you'd head over to the Fruitful and Fearless website, it's just fruitfulandfearless.com. You can find memberships there that are different tiers that contain different benefits to you as well. If you want to just support us for the heck of it because you're enjoying the show, that's always a blessing as well. But we try to make it even more worth it for you with recipes, groups, for homeschooling and cooking, baking, natural health. We try to put as many resources on there as we can. But thank you for your support. It greatly helps our family.